WBZ H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. New wildfires in Southern California. The Hughes Fire now burning north of Los Angeles. Kyle Argosino lives in Van Nuys.
Seeing this right now, it's just eerie. Like, seeing all the houses being surrounded by the fires, like, this is crazy.
More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation orders. Another wildfire burning near the Getty Center and forcing evacuations in Bel Air has been put out. The Gulf Coast waking up to below freezing temperatures this morning after record snow this week. Portions of Interstate 10 in Louisiana and Florida remain closed due to snow cover this morning. In a Seattle court today, the first challenge to President Trump's executive order blocking birthright citizenship protected by the 14th Amendment in the Constitution. The Trump administration seeking to interpret the amendment to argue that not all children born in the U.S. should be granted citizenship. And this hour, Hollywood reveals the Oscar nominees. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A new study by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources found that chronic wasting disease could begin impacting the overall deer population. According to the study, areas where chronic wasting disease has a prevalence rate of greater than 29% in female deer will start to see a decline in population. The study tracked over 1,200 deer to analyze survival probability for infected and uninfected animals. DNR officials have turned to baiting and feeding bans across western Wisconsin in an effort to halt the spread of the disease. A new proposal with bipartisan support in the Wisconsin state legislature would make all gun safes exempt from the state's sales tax. Lawmakers say they're hoping the legislation will encourage more residents who own firearms to keep them stored securely in their homes, reducing the risk of accidental injury or that children will be able to gain access to the firearms. The legislation comes as Governor Tony Evers announces plans to include comprehensive gun safety measures in his biennial budget proposal that will be released in February. A cable man accused of assaulting a law enforcement officer during an OWI investigation has entered not guilty pleas in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, 19-year-old Alexander Wright was charged with felony battery to a law enforcement officer and two counts of felony bail jumping. Wright was the passenger in the vehicle pulled over on December 1st and allegedly became combative as an officer conducted a field sobriety test of the driver. He's facing up to 6 years in prison if convicted on the battery charge. A Duluth paper plant has received nearly $2.4 million in state funding to help clean up contaminants at the facility. The Minnesota Department of Employment and Economic Development announced the grant funding earlier this week, which is meant to offset the cost of contaminant cleanup by up to 75%. Officials from the Sofidel paper say they're planning a huge expansion to double the size of the facility, but needed to clean those contaminants first. The $200 million expansion would include new warehouses and a converting facility. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next two games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a seven-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, breezy becoming cloudy, 18. We're back to 25 with light snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask our Week in Review panel to weigh in on whether the new Trump administration is on track or is already a train wreck.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. We got rid of the cold, and now we have the snow.
Well, I mean, that's just, you know, I was kind of surprised. Did you think we got about, it was, you know, a little bit, maybe inch and a half. It's light stuff. But I was kind of surprised. Did you have quite a bit of snow?
Yeah, I think it definitely seemed like I got less the closer, the farther east I went.
Right.
So at home, I think we might have got over 3 inches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a decent amount.
Yeah, but the only good thing about it is this kind of stuff that blows around, you know, and you won't have any problem. You can just take a broom and kind of sweep it off. But anyway, man, it's not bitter cold. And, you know, and so that's the good thing, man. If you look at what's taking place, Calvin, all over the nation, we're very fortunate, right?
Yeah, I mean, they got almost a foot of snow in New Orleans.
I know, man. And not only, man, you know, down, you know, Florida and everywhere else. So, you know, it's strange, man, but we're in strange times, you know, not just when it comes to the weather. Anyway, it's Thursday, and that means the return of the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. As we await, you know, his return, there's a lot to talk about, Calvin. I don't know if you have it up already while we await the return of Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, but the mayor of Philadelphia was, you know, she was basically, the news media's there. They got the big game with the Buffalo Bills on Saturday or Sunday, maybe Sunday. And so, you know, they're doing this press conference, and she's all excited and rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, and all that stuff. And so they were asking, you know, she was doing a rally cry for the Philadelphia Eagles, and she had to spell. I don't know, did you dig it up? All right. And so she had to spell. Now, she's the mayor. She was, you know, she had to spell the Eagles. And, you know, all this excitement, all the television cameras and you know, no teleprompter. Calvin, if you'll be play that for us, please.
Listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say E-L-G-F-E-S, Eagles!
Hey, Calvin. Hey, Calvin. She's the mayor, right? And you know, you know, sometimes you wonder why. I bet the next time she'll have a prompter, right? Because this is all over the nation, man. She's got to, you know, feel, you know, a little taken aback, man. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely got excited, but I would, that's something she's going to be embarrassed about for a long time.
Yeah, you said she got excited. Yeah, she was excited, man. I mean, they got all these television cameras in front of her, and, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that she's not a bright person, man. She's the mayor of Philadelphia, and I'm pretty sure she's a bright person, but there's something she's got to live down, you know. But anyways, we await, you know, the good doing doctor. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about with Dr. Omar is, you know, the fact that because we age and because we're aging, does not mean that we, you know, have to basically be walking around slumped over, and that the aging process has to be cruel. Calvin, you see people who've taken care of themselves, athletes, entertainers, average people, and, you know, you don't have to. The aging process doesn't necessarily mean, Calvin, that, you know, you have to look 20 years older than you are. You know, you've got to do some things in preparation early in life. And even if you hadn't lived your life properly and you get to middle age, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to throw in the towel, man. I talk to people who in my age demographic and others and people do say to me, hey, man, you don't look 70 years old. And I always say to them, what is 70 years old supposed to look like? You know, is 70 years old supposed to be bent over and out of sorts? No, it's not. You know, we have to focus on our health, and not just for ourselves, but we have to focus on our health for all of those around me. I just think it is frustrating, to say the least, as I watch people I love and others who basically don't do anything to, you know, preserve their health. Listen, man, there's only one life. You only get one shot at it. And so if you don't do anything to take care of yourself and preserve your life, you know, you will lose it. Now, you're going to lose it anyway. You know, we're all, you know, nobody can stay here forever, but the quality of your life is really up to you and how you prepare yourself for the rest of your life. And with that having been said, voila, he's here. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the founder, owner, and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, has made his triumphant return to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's good to see you. People miss you. So you're doing something right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was in Egypt enjoying the warmth of the sun.
You were where?
I was in Egypt. I was in Egypt for a vacation. spent like 12 days.
Left me here?
Magical. Next time you have to come, because
I will.
I want to tell you that the beach at this time of the year, it was beautiful. The sun was great. The food is unbelievable, delicious.
And healthy.
There's choices. Well, I mean, you can always choose what's healthy and what's not. But to take healthy food that's also delicious, that's the goal. Because we want to enjoy our lives. And I feel very so refreshed, and I came back to this beautiful snow, and I kind of, well, it's a good thing that we have heat inside our houses. I always say, like, it's always those like 30 seconds between the car and the building where you're going that kind of are hard to
Make
as a
you want
concept.
make you wonder why you're here.
But I want to tell you that there is also a cold therapy. You know that having a cold shower in the morning or just switching it from hot to cold right away is one of the best ways to
Really?
put energy into your brain cells. Yeah,
Really?
it has been scientifically proven. If you turn the hot water to cold at the end of the shower, let's say every day, that's one of the things that helps your nervous system to wake up and helps your brain cells and supports the vagus system and supports your overall health. And it's magnificent how moving out of the comfort zone can help us. I was talking to one of my customers the other day, and I was telling her, "Oh my God, it's so chilly. It's like minus 10 outside." And she was like, "I think the hype of it is more than how it actually feels." But we're blessed. I want to say we're blessed. Like it's.
Dr. Omar, hey Calvin, did you hear what he said about turning the shower to coal and opening up the thought process in your brain? Have you done that?
I've heard of it.
Oh, you have.
I've maybe tried it once, and it's definitely a mental block.
Hey, Dr. Omar, is that like sitting in a tub full of ice?
Not like that. It's like,
No.
yeah, that's another step. That's the next level. Next level things. I can't do that. I can't even imagine doing that. I only see it on Instagram. It's just no. It's just you take the hot shower that you do, but at the end, at the end of it, you just turn it very cold. It's
Well, I follow your advice, so I'm going to be doing it, I guess. I'll be doing it tomorrow.
All right.
I would have never given it any thought, but because Dr. Omar suggested, I'm following the regime of Dr. Omar. So 855-752-4840. Dr. Omar, before you came on, I was having a conversation with the audience about the fact that we are aging, and you can't do anything about that. But that what you really have to do is prepare yourself. You don't have to be, you don't have to be old before your time. And
Yeah.
we can do some things that you constantly talk about that certainly will change people's futures, especially how healthy they can be and how they feel every day. There are these different steps and things that people can do that they may not even think are possible. So we're going to touch base with all those things. It is good to know it's good to know you're still around. Dr.
Thank you.
Omar, the pharmacist, has made his triumphant return to the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
What's going on?
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park.
zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiscCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiscCaregiver.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. So doctor, my
all right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. You also, you know, phone lines are open. Any question that you have, a comment that you have that you want the good doing doctor to answer, he'll do his best to address those things as we are on the air. So Dr. Omar, I was saying to you earlier, I was talking with a person who was in their late 70s and was saying to me that they have tried supplements and that, you know, the doctor was telling her that she's taking too many supplements. And I said to her, well, listen, I take supplements. It's been the best thing that's happened to me.
Yeah.
And she said, well, no, you know, it's not, the supplements are not good. And they're, we talk about this a lot, Dr. Omar, but I think it's worth repeating.
It is worth repeating because the misconception is always going to be there and we have to truly understand the difference. Now, the over-the-counter supplements that you pick up from any department store, it might have some benefits, but there is no oversight. So it can have a lot of fillers, binders, things that affect the bioavailability or how these micronutrients and important things get absorbed in the body. So people are not feeling the benefits of them. On the other hand, there is something called professional grade supplements, which are supplements tailored for specific health conditions or nutritional deficiencies, include higher quality natural forms of the nutrients, God's pharmacy coming from the ground, coming from the earth, they have quality and regulation. They have targeted use. They are tested for purity, potency, and safety. And every one of those supplements have a 2-page long worth of data and links to research, clinical studies, and how they work and help support the therapies that are prescribed to you. But unfortunately, if you try some supplements that you pick and choose based on ideas, based on marketing, based on just what you see coming on the TV show and they don't work, you start to lose faith in very important components of your health. But let's come back and say that people who had vitamin D levels above 50, they didn't die during COVID. They actually thrived. And even the CDC came back and said that people need to have higher levels of vitamin D. That's a supplement. But if you don't monitor it, if you don't look at it, and you don't make sure that you have this pro-hormone, you get enough of it, you're going to have problems of anxiety. You're going to have problems in the immune system, in your hair health, in your hormonal health. Vitamin D is one of them. All right. How about magnesium? How many times someone would have a cardiac surgery or a double bypass surgery, a year later, they go for another surgery. And many times the main reason is because they have low magnesium in their muscles, in their heart. And that nutrition deficiency hasn't been corrected. So we have to understand that functional medicine practices contain in its components something called professional grade supplements. Highly recommended to take it with guidance, just to look at what I need, not just what I think I might need, because there is like there is science that backs this. It's not just kind of ideas.
So, you know? Dr. Omar, there are doctors who may even say this. That the supplement, then you know, the doctors, do they really know the difference between the supplements, the quality of the supplements that we're talking about? And they can't know what kind of supplement the patient is taking, right?
You know what you know, and doctors usually deal with the medications that they write on the prescription pad. And many of those doctors that would kind of not talk about supplements, they themselves are taking multivitamins. But at the same time, there is not enough time for the doctor to discuss everything during the visit. So they focus on the main medication that they're going to write in the prescription pad. And if they have some extra time, they will educate you about the side effect of this medication. But that's why the complementary medicine, and that's why the approach of communication between different healthcare professionals, each one understand their specialty. So doctors call me and ask me about what's the best form of magnesium you can recommend to this patient, or can I send you this patient and you can check their medications and see if there is anything you can add to this. The collaboration between professionals, clinicians, is very important to reach the optimum health for the patients. But some doctors know, some doctors do not know, and that doesn't make them any less professional. Just we want the doctors to be humble enough to communicate with other healthcare professionals to help their patients.
And the importance of that is the health of the patient. At yeah. the root of it, all the other things should be, you know, none, you know, concerning. It's the health of the patient. And that's why, you know, I love you so much, because you're concerned about the health of the patient. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, we're going to talk next about detoxifying our bodies. It's that time of year. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and anything else you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers delivered his 7th State of the State address on Wednesday night, declaring 2025 as the Year of the Kid. In his speech, Governor Evers outlined a number of policies, programs, and initiatives aimed at making Wisconsin's youth smarter, healthier, and safer. He also announced policy proposals to restore the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms and invest in comprehensive mental health services. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called for spending cuts and a tax cut in the party's response. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has announced it will pause hiring and out-of-state travel amid budget constraints. In a memo sent to staff on Friday, the agency announced it would freeze hiring for all jobs except two critical positions through the end of June. They also announced a pause on out-of-state travel and that it would consider voluntary reductions in paid working hours if requested by individual employees. Officials cited a $2.3 million reduction in state funding as a major factor in the decision to reduce spending. Superior and Duluth area lawmakers are expressing concerns about the future of the Blatnik Bridge reconstruction project following an executive order signed by President Donald Trump. The executive order put a pause on all funding through the bipartisan infrastructure law. It requires agencies to submit a report for review within 90 days to receive the promised federal funding. Senators Tina Smith and Tammy Baldwin criticized the pause, while Congressman Tom Tiffany speculated the reconstruction project will still receive the funding eventually. A large fire near a wood pellet manufacturing plant and freezing temperatures left Hayward area fire crews battling a blaze for hours earlier this week. According to fire officials, the fire started at a bag house at the Lignetics of Great Lakes wood pellet manufacturing plant on Highway 63 near Hayward. Freezing temperatures also reportedly caused difficulties in getting equipment and hoses to function properly during the blaze. Crews were on the scene from around 9:30 p.m. on Monday to 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday when the fire was extinguished. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 8 above for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest at 5 to 10, and that'll keep the wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 10 below. Tomorrow, breezy, becoming cloudy, 18. We're back to 25 with light snow on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. And it's like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Awesome music.
All right, average white band and only a schoolboy's crush. Anyway, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's Thursday, and the return of the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy. You have any questions or comments about your health? Now is the time. You know, Dr. Omar, is a time where there's so many viruses going around and people are sick. And we talked about this constantly even before this time. And I don't understand how people are willing to go ahead and suffer through all of this. I mean, you can't stop. Yeah. You're going to get it. But there's some things you can do, right?
There are some things that you can do for sure. And living healthy is kind of planning. You have to plan for it and figure out what's best for your health and go from there. Going back to some of the ideas you were talking about, if I'm getting old, is it time for me to prepare to leave and throw the towel? And I want to tell you about personal experience, something that I did yesterday in which I was trying to plan a perfect day for me. What shall I do in order to have a perfect day? And I found that perfect day for me was to start my day by just kind of switch off my phone, wake up early, place the alarm away from my reach, just to focus on the mindful start, move my body, activity, then fuel up, eat breakfast to give me nutrition, spend some time with family, tidy up, prepare for the morning priorities, do my daily tasks, then get to deep work, all right? Then a short break, then a second focus block of deep work, then lunch and then movement, and then secondary tasks from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., then quick stretch, a break, hydrate my body, drink water, then finish the work day by organizing what I have to do and arranging the plan for tomorrow. Then I would have another plan for the early evening. And it would look like a perfect plan for me, Earl. And I asked myself, oh my God, isn't this life? Isn't this what we all want to do every day of our lives? So how about if we just kind of think that when we are in our 80s, we are building up for what we started preparing for when we were in our 40s. Because you have more experience, you have more understanding of your body, more understanding of your finances, and you have more resilience to take in what life brings in. I want to tell you that a few weeks ago, I was checking out a patient who was standing by my cash register, and I am looking at how old he is, and he was 94.
Wow. Okay.
So he was standing in front of the cash register, and I was like, okay, I have to check him out. It was busy, but I had to check him out. So I went and I talked to him, and it was a copayment of $10. So he paid it by Apple Pay through his phone. So that was great that he can use the technology.
Right.
Then I shook his hand. The grip of his hand was like, man, this is someone who takes care of himself. And then I followed him by my eyes. He opened the pharmacy door, stepped outside to his car. It's like a young man.
Right.
Someone who's like taking care of himself. And I was like, I want to be this guy when I grow up. How could he do what he's doing? And when you ask those people, what are you doing? They'll tell you simple things. They will tell you, I understand my body suffers from sugar. I understand that I need movement. I understand that I need to be happy. And I'm just following this every day of my life. So we need to build it towards a healthier life, and that starts from today. And by that, we are talking about balance. I want to have balance in my body, and that's the core of what detox means. It means to reset your body and bring balance to your health. That's a core idea of detox early, because people are thinking, well, I have my kidneys, I have my liver, I have my skin. Why do I need to go through a program every 6 months or every 3 months to reset the clock of detoxification? And the challenge is a simple answer. We are living in a toxic world. We have a lot of plastics around us. We have the air is polluted. Now we have also a presidential decree or presidential order to lift any kind of restrictions on extraction of fuel from the soil, from the ground. So we have more pollution happening around us. Even the household chemicals, these all increase the burden in our bodies. So it's like, imagine your body as a bucket. Over time, the toxins can fill it to the brim. A detox program helps to empty the bucket before it overflows into health issues like fatigue, brain fog, and inflammation. And we know that it has been scientifically proven. And athletes, I want to tell you, athletes that lose, some of the athletes, many athletes actually, they have to lose a certain amount of weight to enter the competition for their weight goal. If they lose weight very quickly, many times they get very sick, because we also know, science is telling us, that toxins like adipose tissue, the fats, when you lose weight, this fat, you lose the fat very quickly. The toxins get to be concentrated and makes you sick or makes you gain fat again. That's why many people, they want to lose weight. We tell them, well, it's great if you can start with detoxification. But it's not just that. It is just to live healthy. I have people that go through a detox program and come back and tell me, I had brain fog and I didn't notice that I had the brain fog until it was lifting after I finished this kind of program. It's a process and it is simple. And I can talk about five different types of, or five different levels of detoxification, just to make it simple and easy for people to understand.
Well, go ahead, Dr. Omar. Let's begin.
All right. I'll tell you, some patients I meet and I ask them, how's your gut health? They say, it's okay. And then I ask a simple question, how often do you go to the bathroom? They say, oh, I go every 2-3 days. That is constant. This is chronic constipation. You need intestinal cleansing, which is to free the intestines, the large intestine, from what is hanging there that needs to leave. And that, by taking certain supplements like cascara and sometimes taking Senna short term, but that's intestinal cleansing. It's just clearing the digestive system. And intestinal cleansing also happens when someone is going to do a procedure and they have to get this bucket of polyethylene glycol. The reason the bucket is needed is to clear the system and to clean the intestines. So that's a form of detox, actually. Other people like juicing and they are kind of fan of juicing. And I want to warn people, when you're a fan of juicing, think of vegetable juicing, which is a great way to rest your digestive system while flooding your body with antioxidants, anti-nutrients. But if juicing gets to be more of fruits rather than vegetables, you're taking fruit juice, which spikes your blood sugar. And the simple formula that I tell people when they go through juicing is use 3 vegetables and one and a serving of fruit. So like use kale, spinach, and a third cucumber, let's say, then use half banana or a bit of strawberry. Try to make the balance 25% fruit and 75% vegetable.
You're taking all the fun out of it. I see people, they juice, and it's what you just said, fruit juice. You know, strawberries, berries, and they think that's good for them because it's fruit.
challenging. It's challenging just to live the idea. We want some flavor, but we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. But it's challenging. Kale, spinach, celery. These are great, great nutrient-packed, juicing ideas. We'll add flavor, but let's be realistic. There is something called intermittent fasting, which is extending the time between meals. That helps to activate what is called autophagy. Autophagy is a process in the cells that make you the cell get rid of the junk because the cells feel threatened. There is no food coming in. We are worried about the future. So your cells are getting rid of the junk. So it makes the cells sharper and cleaner and clean itself. Intermittent fasting is recommended by all the major religions. Prophets were doing intermittent fasting. The tiger is doing intermittent fasting. So, you can have an early breakfast and a late dinner, but you can do it a few days in the week. Like, I wouldn't recommend more than 2, 3 days in the week, because intermittent fasting long term, many people cannot do, and that would affect the body in a negative way. Again, we go back to the main idea: reset your body and bring balance to your health. And balance is a very delicate term that we have to always seek and have a compass towards.
You know,
Right?
Dr. Omar, you are talking regimen in keeping yourself healthy and these kinds of things. You laid out a regimen for each day. Why is that so important?
It's so important because we have to have a process. We were just talking about people who are lost faith into their supplements because they've taken some here and there. And that's why I need a compass, because if you start something and you don't feel the results from it, you're not going to do it again. So that's why, Earl, I decided a while ago that every year when I want to take people through a program like this, the serious people who want to do, let's say, a program like detox or weight loss, I would have them in a webinar and I would talk to the people according to their health conditions, how you can do it right. Some people have diabetes, high blood pressure, they are taking medications. So you have questions that come in. Women who are taking hormones, how to also detoxify and get rid of the extra hormones that they do not need. So it's very specific, and you need to be guided with a healthcare professional, not one size fits all. So we do this program every year, and this year we're doing it next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And the slide that will have the registration will be on willtopiarx.com. You can sign up. If you cannot attend, we will send you the recording after the episode, the live event, but that's what we need: guidance, a compass towards better health.
Well, Dr. Omar, I am going to be in that group. So
Love to
I'm
have you.
excited. I'm looking forward to it, and I'll certainly let the audience know the impact of it. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6th pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access, while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. a New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbaugh Show.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Thursday, and that means Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, is on the docket. Let's go to the phone lines and Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. And I, too, have signed up for the detox program, which I believe is going to start on the 30th, if I understood that.
Hey, Mary, so, you and I will reunite again. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, right. I'm looking forward to it. I did get the kit, and so I'm looking at the, you know, all of the Core Restore explanations, you know, the ingredients to buy. And it's really, you know, gives me hope to do this. I want to comment and agree with Dr. Omar's suggestion about the hot to cold exposure. I end my showers by turning on a blast of cold water for a minute. Following the initial shock, it's really quite refreshing. And so I appreciate his explanation of the nervous system and the cognitive benefits. Thanks very much.
Hey, Mary, it's always good to hear from you, and you and I will certainly be a part of this detox program that Dr. Omar is. So, Dr. Omar, you heard what Mary said, and then I want you to repeat how people can get involved in the detoxification, all that.
Sure. This is actually the fourth step or level of detoxification, which is called functional medicine detox. And this step involves the phases of detox that happens deep on the liver. And it needs kind of to get rid of toxins and support the liver with nutrients like glutathione, B vitamins, amino acids. And it addresses the toxins stored in the fat cells and helps to eliminate them in a very structured way. The program is created by clinicians, PhD doctors, has been tested and tried for years and years. And that's kind of, we try to use a simple, gentle detox program from this. We use it over a week, 1 week. It starts the first 2 days with drinking water and taking certain supplements and protein shakes. And then day three to day seven, we're eating healthy and using nutrients to support the liver. It's an excellent, easy way of getting your eating and sleeping and stress level on track. And the program also come, the, my explanation will be on the program that will be next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. on the webinar, in addition to a book inside the detox kit. If someone wants to join and buy it, the book contains explanation of the program, the grocery list, contains directions day by day, and helps you to decide what you want to do in the future. Because I use a detox program for people who want to lose weight, for women who want to do hormone replacement therapy, for men who wants to kind of feel refreshed, for many patients who have problems with brain fog, fatigue, and feeling tired. So we have a packed program step by step. And what I want to tell you is that I get feedback about, all right, now I can get back to doing what I have to do. And it's okay. You can take your medicine, you can take your supplements while doing the detox. It is just a state of mind and body that can save your health and help you from having other health issues in the future.
Let me ask you, Dr. Omar, is it too late? You talked about this 94-year-old gentleman still driving his car and still doing all these things independently. And sometimes people think, well, he's probably lived his entire life like that. Is it too late for me if I'm 70 years old and I haven't lived my life like that? Is it too late for me to start trying to turn it around?
Great question, Earl. I want to tell you about someone I met 10 years ago. I was doing health consultations for people with chronic conditions. And I met this man who was 74 years old, taking one blood pressure medication. And I was like, every question I ask him, he answers me a good question. How is your health? Fine. Do you sleep well? Yes. Do you take any other medications? No. Blood pressure 120 over 80. It just takes lisinopril. I told him, what's your secret? Something I need to ask you. What's going on with you? You're healthier than most people that I meet. You don't even meet the criteria to do this paid health consultation by the government. Tell me your secret. He told me 20 years ago, when I was 54, I was smoking more than 3 packs a day.
Wow.
I was taking 7 different medications. And a doctor told me, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to die very soon and you're going to regret it. And that day I decided I'm not going to smoke again. This is the last cigarette I'm going to smoke ever in my life. He told me that's what I did, and all my health issues were going away, and I'm taking care of myself. That was my secret. That was my willpower to stop one bad habit. So everyone has a secret. Everyone has a tough decision to get out of the comfort zone and do something that matters.
Hey, Dr. Omar, it's great having you back. I will be joining you, in this coming week. In the webinar. So thank you. And how can people reach you?
WilltopiaRx.com or 262-429-9429.
All right. Thank you. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, you will be entering into the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join as we talk with Attorney General Josh Call in the Wisconsin lawsuit against the administration. Also, is the DNC prepared for what's next? Bill Press has thoughts. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The winter storm in the south is leaving some airports paralyzed.
More than 2,100 flights were canceled yesterday, with Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport scrapping 218 outgoing and 203 inbound flights. Today, it's the Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans and Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, where planes are being held on the ground because of poor weather conditions.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Santa Ana winds whipping up another wildfire in Southern California. More than 50,000 people forced to flee or are under evacuation warnings as the Hughes Fire burns north of Los Angeles. The latest government report on unemployment showing 223,000 new claims filed, about 2,000 more than expected. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, and Conclave are among the nominees for Best Picture Oscar this morning. ABC Entertainment correspondent Kelly Carter with one of her favorites.
Best actor, I mean, Timmy Chalamet all the way, right? I think he's probably out there as the lead to take this in.
This is ABC News.